Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
JSA is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes.
Morning everyone. We're here for Public Forum. Public Forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Terry Smith should be unfair. Terry Smith should be embarrassed by his actions, and I'm going to say, before I get going, Mr. Smith, I expect you to resign effectively today. Nobody wants you to represent them any longer.
Stevens, this is wrong to silence this gentleman. Absolutely horrible.
Mr. Calkins,
you silenced
him. You're out
him.
Of order. Stop.
4 minutes.
Stop.
Adolf Hitler adopted the swastika. You are a dangerous person, Mr. Calkins. Would you like to take some of these Democrats here today, line them up, shoot them, and throw them into a ditch? Today, I ask for your resignation. You don't belong on this board, any board.
I'm really here today to also ask Commissioner Calkins to respect his oath of office and resign.
This is not the end. This is not the end. The citizens are pissed. You, however, have been the most divisive person in this county I have ever seen, and I've been here for over 50 years. So you know what? I'd like to see you pack your drawers and go elsewhere because you're not wanted here anymore.
The hate speech was selfish political theater.
Mr. Calkins just revealed to the entire county how petty, unserious, and flippant he is. He just proved that he is unqualified and incapable of doing his job.
In closing, I'm going to be short and sweet. I love Santa Rosa County and all citizens. And Mr. Calkins, you love Russia.
I love Russia.
Wow. That's all I have to say about that. Wow. And we're only halfway through the meeting. Like, that's just recap. That's like, previously on last week's edition of Santa Rosa County Commission, you know, over drama theater, but not even over. I mean, people are angry, as you can tell. There were, close to a dozen either implied or overt calls for James Calkins to resign over the comments that he made previously, in case you don't remember what he said in the past. And this is a condensed version of what he said. I didn't change any of the meaning, but this is a slightly condensed version, kind of putting the most important pieces together.
I will not vote for a Democrat to be appointed on any board in Santa Rosa County. They're infiltrating a lot of things in this county. The Democratic Party is the most evil party in this country. It shouldn't even be a party.
So when challenged about those comments yesterday, repeatedly calls for his resignation, calls that he's violated state statute about unprofessional conduct for a county commissioner, calls that he's going to be investigated by the Ethics Commission, James Calkins' answer is...
I also want to say that I stand by my statements at the last meeting. I believe that the Florida Democratic Party platform is evil.
So, yeah, not backing down even a teeny tiny bit. He says that when he runs into people at the, you know, at the stores and the Publix and whatever, that, you know, they're all for him. He's in support.
And calling a political party a platform is First Amendment right. And a lot of people were outraged the fact that we put an appointee is a Democrat on the board. So you heard a lot from your friends, and I respect that and understand.
And he says, look, everybody, but the people I run into are with me. Carrie Smith, who had been also early on by the kind of sidekick associate of James Caulkins, had called for his resignation, which he was the only one in the crowd calling for that. All the rest of the crowd was there against Caulkins. And look, Carrie Smith says, you know, you need to think about this. You know, we're talking about trying to expand the party. And he talked about Byron Donalds in a speech that he went to hear from Byron Donalds. And he says that, you know, look, black people are eager to look for another party that might support their views and get them more accomplished than the Democrats have. And what we need to do is we need to show up, go to the black churches, you know, go talk to black people, talk to black voters. But if they hear this ridiculous incendiary nonsense like they're evil, they're never going to come over to our side.
It's just the most ridiculous form of persuasion I've ever seen in my life. And that's what angers me about you, Commissioner. It really does. And it embarrasses me that you do the things you do. You get up here, you throw these populist hand grenades.
And then, you know, these commissioners like Colton Wright and Kerry Smith and Ray Eddington, they go to these events and like an event at the military base, and all the military members are like, are you serious? Is this really what this guy thinks? And, you know, just having to basically defend the comments by this one rogue commissioner. And Kerry Smith then, by the way, Kerry Smith and Colton Wright both doing their very best to try to say, you know, come on, you can do better than this.
I'm imploring you, young fella. Come on. We can be better than this. We can be a lot better than this. And I'm sorry I'm so angry, because it just, I love the Republican Party. I love being a Republican. And, you know, the head of the Highway Patrol, it's another Democrat that was appointed by Ron DeSantis. It's maddening that you don't do your research before you go speaking for people. I was just made aware that there's four people appointed by Ron DeSantis on the ethics board, Democrats.
As I said before, Jared Moskowitz, who's a Democratic congressman now, but he was the head of Department of Emergency Management, and DeSantis said he did such a good job, he should be up for FEMA head. Like, this claim that Caulkins made that DeSantis, you know, he's a good guy because DeSantis also would never put a Democrat in charge of anything. Well, DeSantis did put a lot of Democrats in charge of things. Because you don't know your fact. You just spout off all this nonsense. 717 here on News Radio 92.3. So what else got said? We'll get back to this in just a second. The comments by Colton Wright, I thought, were particularly powerful yesterday. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Back up 98 eastbound, right before the East Bay Crab House. It's a two-car rear-end crash. Still in roadway. The left lane is closed, and traffic is being funneled into the right lane and onto the shoulder to bypass. The cones are up. EMS is on scene. South Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road showing a three-car accident with emergency crews on scene. A backup, but not too bad. Looks like they are working to remove that around the area. And Pine Forest northbound, just past I-10 east on the ramp, that right lane is partially blocked. If you have traffic tips, text them in. And thank you so much for doing so this morning. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to the county commission meeting. So after the public had had their yell for about an hour, and justifiably so, Republicans and Democrats criticizing James Caulkins and calling for his resignation. Then you had, you know, Kerry Smith had his say, and because Kerry was critical of Caulkins, who had already had a bit of say.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to respond.
Mr. Caulkins, you've had your turn. It's
no,
my turn.
I'd like to
Mr.
respond,
Caulkins,
please.
You've had your turn. It's
he,
my
he
turn.
He called my, it he is called my name.
You have not been recognized.
Go right ahead.
He called your name. It's not some, like, debate where he checked me, I get to check him back. It doesn't really work like that, sir. That's why you don't know how the Roberts Rules of Orders function. Anyway, so back to Colton Wright.
In my own head, there was a contingency on that, and that was if Commissioner Caulkins started off.
Oh, sorry, I got this out of order. I apologize.
And I said that I wasn't going to say anything.
You know what? Maybe I cut the wrong clue. He said he spent the last week and a half stewing over this, and whether he wanted to comment.
There was a contingency on that, and that was if Commissioner Caulkins started off and apologized for his statements.
Yeah, right.
And right. Yeah, so he went through a what I'll call a half-assed apology and then turned around and decided to double down.
That's right. And by the way, you know, for some reason I didn't grab this clip. I thought I had it marked out. But he basically said there was the most un-Christian, un-American comments, and he wasn't going to speak. Except, well, there you go, because, you know, he wouldn't apologize for it, right?
And I said that I wasn't going to say anything. For the sake of trying to keep some decorum in this room, but that, in my own head, there was a contingency on that, and that was if Commissioner Calkins started off and apologized for his statements.
Yeah, right.
And right. Yeah, so he went through a what I'll call a half-assed apology and then turned around and decided to double down.
And then he says, you know, look, and I know, I apologize for those clips being the same thing. I just, like I said, I thought I had cut it a certain way, and apparently I didn't get them right. But he says, look, you know, if you pay attention to conservatism, and I'm a conservative, we named our daughter Reagan after all. You know, it's kind of like Hawkins is kind of committed. He says, if you look at how Jesus lived his life, you know, he didn't condemn people. He gave them kindness. He reached down. He lifted them up. He built them up. He tried to reach them. And he says, you won't convert people this way.
You will not convert people that are worth converting to an ideology or a side by yelling at them, screaming at them, calling them names, or berating them, or scaring them into submission. We've seen that happen time and time again in history. I don't want to be associated with people like that.
Which is kind of what the other speakers have been getting at a little bit less, you know, judiciously, right?
Now, when the term evil was used about Democrats, that type of speech is what is evil.
So James got another chance to speak a little bit, and he said, you know, I support everybody. I didn't mean it that way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to let all our employees also know that I support everyone, and I support our employees no matter what party they are. I support our military no matter what party they are, and so that's not the issue.
But that's exactly the implication of you saying that this party is so evil that you can't put somebody, a member of that party, on a nonpartisan advisory committee in their area of expertise. That was the root of all this. And that's when you say I double down, I believe it. That's exactly the right thing. I'm not backing off anyway. I'm getting all kinds of support. So finally, Ray Eddington, who almost never talks at all, barely at all, has his say.
I'm a Republican now. I switched because I listen to the different people that run.
His family was Democrats.
I don't vote by the party. I vote for the person that I do think can do a better job for us. That's the way I look at it. But this fussing between everybody, this got to stop. We got to work together. We got to work together. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry.
Agree with you 100%.
The most mild-mannered guy who almost never talks, and he's moved to swearing. And I'll leave it with this because you might be wondering, well, maybe James Calkins can see some repentance in all this. Maybe there's going to be a dent. Maybe he can do better. Maybe he can change his mind. Kerry Smith and he had a back and forth right at the end of everything that I think pretty well summarizes where the board stands at the moment.
What you effectively did the other day, and I don't know if it was on purpose or inadvertent, I won't accuse, is you basically called the person that I appointed evil. And that's
wrong.
That's
not true.
You didn't understand what I just said. You didn't understand what I just said. I said you either did it on purpose or you did it on accident.
I call it a political party, not a person.
You're not understanding me, sir. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm saying what your outburst said was, your equation was, that person's evil. And
I actually said I would vote for her.
I know you do not understand.
Please stop interrupting.
I know this, and that's where I'm trying to help you, young man. I'm really trying to help you out here. So just be careful with your words and calling people evil.
There you go. That's where we're at. And in case you're wondering, Santa Rosa County, the commission meeting has now re-entered the bidding to be top drama in the area, rivaling even the Milton City Council meetings. 724 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
June 6th is D-Day. The Allied forces of America came together to storm the beaches of Normandy during World War II. That invasion released the control maintained by Nazi Germany. As those brave men fearlessly stormed those beaches, it's estimated that there were some 10,000 casualties. D-Day is an example of heroes sacrificing their lives for a cause greater than themselves, the cause of freedom. Interestingly, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, Christians are also called to sacrifice their lives for a cause greater than ourselves, the cause of Christ. As we willingly allow the Holy Spirit to invade our hearts, He will release control attempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. A spiritual battle exists in the heart of every Christian, so be sure to put on the whole armor of God. It's then that God can use you, Christian soldier, to accomplish fearless things for His honor and glory.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
And if you're old enough to remember that cartoon, then you're also old enough for me to tell you this. Be careful throwing that right fist in the air in solidarity with G.I. Joe. You might pull something and be sore for a couple of months. Tell me I'm wrong. 726 on News Radio 92.3.
My candy colors in. I know, dude.
I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic on the fries.
All right, this is brought to you by ECUA. Thanks so much, Andrew. Beginning July 1st, ECUA customers need to schedule bulk waste pickup by calling customer service. You can find out more at ecua.fl.gov. Back up on 98 East, close to the Fox Den, a two-car rear-end crash, still in roadway. Left lane is closed, and traffic is being funneled to the right lane and onto the shoulder to bypass. South Blue Angel Parkway in Sorrento, as I understand, a three-car accident. Emergency crews on scene. That's a little bit of a roadblock this morning. And Pine Forest northbound just past I-10 East on the ramp. That right lane is partially blocked. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. 727, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Schools in Los Angeles are considering adopting an LGBTQ curriculum. New proposal encouraging all schools in that district to incorporate LGBTQ lessons and commemorative activities during Pride Month. Opponents, of course, say discussing those issues should be left up to parents. That's going to be on a school board meeting agenda today. Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent lots of floodwaters across the region, with both sides blaming each other for the destruction. The reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimean Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is the largest in Europe. And there's been a bit of a roadblock for the Oakland A's planned move to Las Vegas. Nevada lawmakers didn't move forward on a measure that would have brought the A's to Sin City through public financing of up to $380 million. Early this morning, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo tweeted that he's considering calling a special session just to push that across the finish line.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 728 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody made the most interesting comment, and I'm not fast enough to find it, to find a clip to play for you, but they made the comment, said, what if Deputy Superintendent in Escambia County, Sheena Payne, had been in the meeting? What might she have said? Isn't that a great, like,
what would Sheena do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
What would
I
Sheena do?
Her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What a wonderful, you know, hallmark protection callback, whatever you want to call it, for you know what was going on last week. So that's that's just,
you know, she should have to be at every meeting.
Yeah,
ever held.
That's sort of like the Sheena Payne right. effect, right? That's totally. That's exactly right.
Well, Sheena. Violent crime is actually down.
437-1620. Hey, if you're getting work done on your import Beamer, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, Bobby Likas Auto Service, you do not have to go to the dealership. You can take it to Bobby Likas. They take care of those cars all the time. You don't have to drive across the bridge if it's a Mobile dealership. That's extra time, extra money, and extra money. Like, you know, it's all that. Just go to Bobby Likas. They work on those vehicles all the time. Diesel engines, they work on those no problem. The philosophy is they kind of want to see you for the little stuff routinely, so you don't have to see them for the big stuff catastrophically and expensively, right? CarClinicService.com is the website, and the idea there is like a healthcare clinic for your car. Top-rated service center from Carfax, 4.5 average reviews or above in 2021, Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. We're going to have the sheriff coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He'll be with us here in studio, Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County. Also, bands on the beach tonight at 7 o'clock. Have a good time tonight. It's it's going to be Tyler Mack is going to be on the stage at 7 o'clock, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. David Wayne will have your local news coming up right next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are evacuations in Ukraine downstream from a dam with a huge hole in it after an explosion the Ukrainians blame on the Russians and the Russians blame on Ukrainians.
Either way, there could be serious consequences. The dam holds as much water as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. Over a dozen settlements are at risk of flooding, and the reservoir provides vital cooling water to the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. We're told the situation there is currently controllable.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's the 79th anniversary of D-Day. The Allies' air, sea, and land invasion of Normandy, France, considered the beginning of the end of the Nazi regime in Europe. Some veterans are back there today.
It's a matter of fighting against the evil of Germany.
Mervyn Kirsch, a 98-year-old British World War II veteran. More than 4,000 Allied troops are reported to have been killed during the D-Day invasion. Germany surrendered 11 months later. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees. It is partly cloudy here in Pensacola. Community members yesterday sharing their concerns on the OLF 8 development at a town hall meeting with Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, who says he plans to stick with the master plan as the county continues negotiations with D.R. Horton.
I just want people to know that because there's some propaganda that somehow we're going to violate the master plan. Right now, what we've seen from these offerors doesn't 100% comport with it. Guess what? No matter what we do, it'll never be 100%.
And Burgosh says it was always about creating jobs for him with the 500 acres of land. He's planning to take the community feedback he got yesterday back to D.R. Horton as they continue finalizing their development plan. As of yet, the final price still isn't finalized. Representatives from D.R. Horton were invited to that meeting but did not attend. A federal judge holding a hearing today in connection with the new law impacting drag shows. We get more from News Radio's Joe Ford.
Hamburger Mary's in Orlando filed a lawsuit last month claiming the legislation signed by Governor DeSantis is unconstitutional and has already negatively affected their business. The bill prohibits children from attending adult live performances. The state filed its arguments late last week, claiming the law does not target drag shows and wants the challenge tossed out. The judge is expected to consider a temporary restraining order on the bill during today's hearing. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
A Foley man now arrested, accused of a string of car break-ins in Escambia County. The sheriff's office says 23-year-old Andrew Gregory was arrested yesterday. He faces 20 charges, including 10 counts of burglary, 7 counts of larceny. Those charges stemming from a series of car break-ins reported around Carrier Drive Monday morning. Gregory also accused of breaking into a business, now held on $75,000 bond. Well, calls to resign over recent comments made regarding the Democratic Party. Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins doubled down.
It doesn't matter what party you're in, what color of skin you are. We thank you for your service in our military and to our country. This is America. United we stand. And I'm thankful to all the speakers and everybody. I also want to say that I stand by my statements at the last meeting. I believe that the Florida Democratic Party platform is evil.
Calkins and the rest of the commissioners heard from residents during yesterday's public forum. They spent about 25 minutes during their committee meeting in heated discussion over the issue as well. Last week, Calkins said he wouldn't vote for Shayna Alford to serve in the county's Marine Advisory Committee over her party affiliation, calling the Democrat Party, quote, the most evil party in this country. Florida getting reimbursed for the millions it spent on mosquito control after Hurricane Ian. FEMA announced yesterday that it's awarding the state a $5 million grant to cover the costs of aerial mosquito spraying last year in 11 counties. FEMA says Ian brought torrential rain and storm surge, resulting in flooding and standing water, which created an immediate threat to the health and safety of the public. And a hugely popular comedian coming to Pensacola's Sanger Theater this fall, Matt Rife. Now, you've no doubt seen his clips if you've ever scrolled through social media, Facebook Reels and that type of thing. He's going to be in town on October 8th. Rife's comedic routine has amassed more than 13 million TikTok and 4 million Instagram followers. He also recently debuted on TV on MTV's Wild and Out show. Tickets for that go on sale on Friday. 7:35, it's News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
It looks like everything is running smoothly right now, except for 98 East. Now, close to the Fox Den, there's a two-car rear-end crash still in the roadway, but they are directing traffic. South Blue Angel and Sorrento is a three-car accident. Emergency crews on scene, and Pine Forest northbound just past I-10 East on the ramp. That right lane partially blocked. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm today. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 86. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances will continue through the afternoon as we go into Wednesday. 40% chance of rain with a high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 75 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Money is pouring out of the world's largest crypto exchange one day after the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a lawsuit against Binance and its founder. Crypto data firm Nansen says Binance has seen a net total of $778 million fly out the door in the last 24 hours. The SEC is accusing the exchange of spinning a, quote, web of deception to evade U.S. laws. Striking Hollywood writers may soon have company on the picket lines, the actors they write for. Members of the union representing TV and film actors have voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike against major studios if the two sides can't agree on a new contract by the time the current one expires at the end of the month. Negotiations for a new deal start tomorrow, but the two sides are widely seen as far apart. Not much doing on Wall Street so far. Futures are barely changed as the market looks for a direction after last week's rally. That's Your Money Now.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass? We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Argos! Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. This summer, UWF is offering a range of sports camps for local athletes of all ages. Taught by a premier coaching roster of UWF athletics coaches, these camps are essential for any middle school and high school athletes wanting to hone their skills. Join Raymond Brooks and Will Kennedy on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss the upcoming UWF camps and the benefits of attending the camps. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You know, Candy, I got to tell you what. I hate it when I show up to work dressed nice because we're going to this thing later on today. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the sheriff dressed up, shows up looking nicer.
He always looks nice.
I know. Can't compete with all that. Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. Embarrassed to stand next to you, but
well, it's funny. The joke is, oh, you got court today, but you might have court today.
No, but that's not why. It's Blazer Academy graduation, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the kind of our Blazer Academy graduation uniform, which again, as you recall, we provide the kids that go through our program with a pair of khakis, the pants, the belt, and the tie. Just basically, they look like I do, maybe a little smaller version. of what I do. And so, and obviously on our graduation day, we all dress the same. So we're all wearing the blazers. It makes for a pretty good picture. And it's the uniform of
manhood, basically, it's in our culture.
What it is. It's what gentlemen, you know, in the past have worn.
And so how many are you graduating tonight?
We got about 20. We want to keep our classes around 20. We had about 40 one time. It was just too many to really give one-on-one. So yeah. We've reduced the numbers to between 20 to 24.
How many other agencies have started? I know you've had a lot of inquiries. I know you've gone around and talked to other people. How many other agencies has this seeded into actual programs so far? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that some of them have asked for our curriculum. There's been probably a handful that's asked for our curriculum. And some of them will already have a mentorship program.
So they just kind of adapt.
They morphed it into kind of what we do. They added the blazer. They added some of them have literally exactly copied it. You know, I know that. I just don't know exactly what. And I get that. I mean, you know, if I see another program that has an aspect that we want to add to ours, then we'll add that little piece to it. The unique piece this time was we added a little bit of financial management. We had someone come in from Central Credit Union. And we also had a gentleman by the name of Chad Mattson. I don't know if you know his story, but he was arrested for DUI manslaughter and served, you know, 12 years in prison. For having a couple of drinks at work, and then he ended up unfortunately killing an individual on a bicycle. And so we had him come in to talk to the kids as well. So we've had a couple of guest speakers this class that were willing to come and help us out.
That's great. It's a fantastic program. I can't say enough good about it. Let's talk about some of the events we've had this past week. Going back to our conversation from last week, prior to last week's interview, we had the shooting at Carver Park, this giant unsanctioned party, a couple thousand people all of a sudden getting together. Three people got shot in that incident.
Right.
Where are we at on following up on that?
Yeah, we're still looking at it. We have the obviously a lot of the video footage that we had from the scene. The one that kind of sticks in my mind is the man walking down the street with a rifle in his hand, and no one seems to be taking that much notice of it. No one seems to be screaming. No one calls us.
What?
In fact, the video of the person that's taking the video is just, look at this guy acting crazy.
What?
Could you give us a call beforehand and let us know? And you know, here's the thing: it's unsanctioned. It's they just decided to meet at the park.
When you say rifle, I mean like a lever action, AR.
It doesn't look like a lever action.
I mean,
a cowboy rifle. It looks more like a, you know, I don't know from the video can't tell, but I could surmise that it looks like an AR type of a gun.
Okay, go on.
But anyways, yeah. So that's what happened. Then we had the one on Crescent Drive, which again was kind of what we call, well, I'll call it an open house party, in that
this house is tiny. This has got to be like an 800 square foot house. Yeah.
Yeah, and they had over 100 people that were there for hours at a time, you know, coming and going. And at one point, someone that I guess knew of the party showed up there, asks for where's he at, and looks for and finds, unfortunately, this one individual and shoots and kills him. And then in the process of that also injures three other people, and they were all taken to the, you know, with non-life-threatening injuries, fortunately, but they were taken to the hospital and ultimately released. So, and this, again, the person that's at this house, the person that's having this party, is we're still trying to figure it out. It's a rental. You know, who's renting the house, who owns the house, it's an Airbnb. How did they get permission to use this house?
Yeah.
And also, to be honest, who's responsible? Who had this party? Who decided this would be a good idea? And because you can't have what they call an open house party where you just let anyone come and you know, drink and that sort of thing. So we're looking at that, and I can guarantee you, if we can charge someone for that, we will do that. In fact, I asked my investigators to look into that origin.
I mean, we have, for example, like, you know, liquor licenses and laws, and I mean, there's a variety of laws that would affect something like that, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, and people can have parties. Everyone has, you know, sure. People, there's hundreds of parties that take place throughout the county every weekend. There's no doubt. But we don't they don't have shootings. They don't erupt in gunfire and that right. sort of thing. And no one knows anything about any who was there. No one knows who started it. No one knows who invited people. No one knows who came with who. And it's just a bit of a mess to try to unravel all of that.
But in spite of the fact that somebody, there was apparently enough knowledge of what was going on at this party that somebody who knew about the party knew who was going to be there enough to show up and shoot that person.
Right. Right.
So clearly the folks in these social circles know exactly what's going on and clearly know who's coming.
Yeah. And again, that's what we're looking at, because it's time that these people help get some responsibility in this thing. If you're going to have a party, and if I have a party at my house, I know who's going to come.
Right.
And if someone comes that's not invited, I say, hey, what are you doing, man? Who are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And if someone wants to bring a friend, then they ask you, hey, can I bring a friend? Or you put on the invitation, bring a friend or plus one or bring your family. That's not what's taking place in these things. I think they want a loose affiliation with it, so they're not held responsible. Again, this is over 100 people that are showing up at this house, and imagine, again, you mentioned it, the parking, and then ultimately with the violence that erupted.
We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. We'll get back to you in just a second. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives from Candy.
All right, watching Pine Forest northbound just past I-10 east on the ramp, that right lane partially blocked. Blue Angel and Sorrento still showing that 3-car accident with emergency crews on scene. Back up at 98 East, right close to the Fox Den in Navarre, a rear-end crash that's still in the roadway, but they are funneling traffic into different areas. So certainly use caution wherever you are, and if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Two incidents that happened, one since we talked, and one before that. We had talked previously about these two 16-year-olds who had shot at each other, and I think one person wound up getting killed in that incident, if I remember right. correctly. Right. And it now looks like, and you had talked at the time about this might have been a self-defense situation, right. and turns out, I guess they were homeless. This was at a homeless camp. Is this correct?
Well, the two 16-year-old males were not homeless.
They
went
okay.
to a homeless camp to buy or obtain drugs with firearms.
Oh, okay.
So they pull their
okay.
guns out and rob the people that are there at the homeless camp. Someone at the homeless camp calls a friend of theirs for help. That guy shows up, and according to the reports and the witnesses that we talked to, these two 16-year-olds open fire on him.
Okay.
Excuse me. And he returns fire, killing one of them, and the other one is arrested, and we end up charging the other one, the other 16-year-old. The surviving 16-year-old with felony murder, because if you're involved in a felony and someone dies as the result of that felony, then you're charged with what we call felony murder.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying. Yeah, that's a whole. I had thought it was the one 16-year-old shot the other 16-year-old, but if they both went to this homeless camp to try to do a felony, commit a robbery, and acquire drugs, and then one gets killed and the other one gets charged, as you said, in the commission of a felony, if somebody dies, you might have pulled the trigger yourself, as far as the law goes. That's the way that
is correct. And we did get guns from the scene for two, both guns are from both of the 16-year-olds.
And just as a side note, I mean, you know, somebody that's this is a problem you sometimes run into. We've had other cases like this where, you know, you might say, well, somebody who's homeless, do they have a permit to carry? Which they won't need after July 1st, but, you know, right now, if they're right. not a felon or anything like that. Well, you know, they're kind of in their home. If they're in a tent or they're in, you know, the right to self-defense applies to homeless people too. And if they're not otherwise prohibited from having a gun, they're certainly lawfully allowed to have it and to use it in self-defense, right?
That's true. Yeah, this is a little bit complicated. Again, you have
sure.
two 16-year-olds, first of all, who can't carry a gun now, or they won't be able to carry a gun concealed after July 1st either. So they couldn't carry a gun. Then they can't rob people. They can't
right.
pull a gun out and threaten people and rob people. And then when another individual shows up, you can't start shooting at that individual while you're, you know, that's a felony. So there's a lot there. There's a stand your ground on the individual that showed up to help.
Right.
Even though he showed up, he wasn't the one that pulled the gun and started shooting, according to the witnesses. And then, so he ends up killing one of the 16-year-olds. The other 16-year-old is being charged with felony murder. So again, there's a lot there. You know, they're still 16. They both allegedly had guns. They started it, and there was a self-defense. There's a felony murder, and then unfortunately, there's an individual that was killed.
Thank you for clarifying all of that. That's really useful. The other one that happened since you and I talked is this Circle K incident, where a couple of guys were harassing the employee, the clerk, out on the beach. It was a fairly busy. The Circle mm-hmm. K is always busy. And they leave, go out the front door, and he follows them with a gun that he then acquired, according to the video. And it's only the one video we've seen.
Right.
He goes out and he fires a couple of shots. And my thought is, you know, as many times as you and I have talked about the gun laws, I feel like I'm, as a civilian, I'm about as informed as you can be. And I watched this and I thought, well, they're no longer a threat. They have left. He's no longer in danger. Nobody else is in danger. This looks to me like he is now the assailant. Like, that's an attempted homicide. Even if he's shooting into the ground, which I guess is what happened, it seems like charges would be forthcoming, but you're not charging him. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, we're not charging. We talk a lot about reasonableness. And as you just mentioned, you and I have this conversation all the time. Rehashing a little bit of the video, there are a total of about five kids, or I say kids, young men, that are involved in an altercation with the store clerk. And he's clearly just trying to do his job, right? That's the first thing that we looked at. And there you can hear some threats coming outside and that sort of thing. And what you're seeing is some of these go back and forth inside and outside of the door.
Okay.
And so we don't see that, where they're going to. Apparently, according to the clerk, that one or two of them would go back to the car at some point and then come back in. And then he felt like they were at their trunk and they may be retrieving a gun based upon all of that that's taking place. So then he pulls his gun, and as he walks out towards the store, you can only see a couple of those men. You can't see all of them. So we don't know what the others were doing. And we saw nothing that would conflict with what he's saying, that he felt like the others were going to the trunk to get his gun. So if you look at that, to me, the tie goes to the runner. The store clerk is doing his job. He is sitting there trying to help others, cashing other people out, while these guys are coming here, giving him a hard time, threatening him in and out. 5-on-1 is never a good odds.
Right.
So I think it's reasonable to think that you know, you might need something to help and protect yourself. To go out there, to leave behind the counter was what we looked at. You know, you could have stayed behind there, but who's to say that those people weren't going to come back in? You know, after we go to their car, he has a better view of them in the parking lot than we did. And the video does not show what happens in the parking lot and at the car.
And if they come back in, now the customers are in jeopardy as well, potentially.
Yeah, and now you got more than, you know, 3 or 4-on-1, 5-on-1 potentially. And then again, his fear was that one of them or two of them had a gun. And again, 5-on-1 itself, whether they had a gun or not, is reason to fear for your own safety or that of someone else. So and I looked at it, and it just didn't seem right. I'll be honest. I felt like all this stuff adding up, the totality of the circumstance, it didn't seem right to make the store clerk, who was doing his job, working, to put a felony charge on him, to make him a felon over something like that. And again, whether I feel Chip Simmons decides, you know, that he shouldn't be arrested or not, we still looked at the circumstance. We still looked at the fact that what he's saying is consistent with what we see on the video up to the point of him firing the weapon.
Right.
And what happened as he's firing the weapon, that is what we have to go by, the witness statements and or, you know, the clerk's statement. And the other individuals didn't wish to pursue charges. So, we took all that into consideration, and we decided that charges would not be.
Well, that's right. To me, I'm satisfied, of course, with that explanation. That makes sense to me, everything that we've ever talked about. And it's kind of what I tried to say at the time is, based on the one video, this is what it seems like. But I am sure the investigators have more information and a more comprehensive review. And that's what I'm glad to have. So,
well, and witnesses, just to be clear, right. Witnesses and a clerk said that a suspect got a gun. There was a couple people that made that comment to our investigators.
And if they're armed, especially if they've become armed, then right. The circumstances have changed significantly at that point. And that makes perfect sense to me. Last thing we always like to do is end with a little safety tip from the sheriff. Do you have one for us this week?
Well, we have a couple of reports every month where someone tries to exchange commerce. So they buying something, selling something, and then they meet at some location and end up getting robbed or ripped off or stolen from. And we just want to remind people that we have safe exchange zones at the sheriff's office. We have a sign in front of our larger precincts that you can come and you can exchange, you can meet there. If you call someone and say, hey, I want to buy your PlayStation or something, and they say, okay, fine, let's meet somewhere, because you don't want to meet at your house or that sort of thing, mm-hmm. Tell them to meet them at the sheriff's office parking lot. We have a sign for that specifically for a safe exchange, a commerce exchange. And if they, for some reason, don't want to meet at the sheriff's office, then don't buy that brand new PlayStation for $20. That's not don't do that.
Right.
But we do have an opportunity for people to come, and we don't even mind if they exchange, you know, make do custody exchanges at the sheriff's office parking lot.
Well, that's all good information, and certainly those can be high tension as well, as we very well know with the case in Santa Rosa County.
Right.
You know how that can be dangerous. So good safety advice. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thank you, sir. Thanks so much for the time. Thanks for doing. And man, continued Godspeed on this Blazer Academy that y'all are pursuing. It's fantastic.
You bet. Y'all take care.
754 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's and Angelina's Cooking Class, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, Juneteenth, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Today, my jurisdiction ends here.
This is how we do it.
Good morning, 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm going to have to interrupt Candy Dancing with the John Cleese clip from Silverado, in case you were wondering. If you don't remember that great scene. Candy, tell them about traffic on the fives.
Silverado. This is brought to you by Scott's Outdoors, and they do want to remind you to join Matt Gaetz in his legislative update this Friday, 5:30. You can RSVP at GatesLegUpdate.eventbrite.com. It's Scott's Outdoors in Jay. Now, lots going on the roads. Back up 98 East now. This is close to the Fox Den in Navarre. Two-car rear-end crash. Now, still in the roadway. The left lane was closed. It is now backed up past the causeway on 98. Again, that's 98 eastbound. Right at Blue Angel and Sorrento is off the roads, but you can't turn onto Sorrento going westbound towards Perdido from Blue Angel. State police have it blocked off, and Pine Forest northbound just past I-10. East on ramp, that right lane is partially blocked. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Now, David Wayne in the newsroom with headlines. David?
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump met with the Justice Department officials and special counsel Jack Smith yesterday. Smith's investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents is said to be nearing the end, and the federal grand jury in that case expected to meet this week. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr.'s civil rape trial begins today in Manhattan. The 55-year-old is charged with sexually assaulting a woman 10 years ago in a hotel room. Gooding denies the allegations. Jury selection there expected to take several days.
Thanks so much, David. You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I strongly, strongly recommend you connect with Christina Leavenworth. I mean, she's fantastic at this. She will help you all the way through the process, selling and buying. And I think especially for people, like if it's your first home, she is such an expert to have on your side to figure out what's the right price to offer, how to win the bid, what other people are likely to offer, what it's really worth, what they can and can't negotiate on, and like just a real expert to help you in that first time, because it's scary buying a home for the first time. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Whether you're buying or buying for the first time or selling, she can absolutely help you in that process. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Sam Abel from Gulf Breeze.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.